A team of leaders, empowering every member to take ownership, demonstrate initiative, and deliver results. Author, Paul Gustafson and Stuart Liff, The Challenge and the Opportunity. If you're a supervisor or a team leader, you know how difficult it is to run a unit or a team. You've got the one job where everyone seems to give you a hard time. Management demands improved performance, employees want you to solve their problems, other units need you to attend their issues, and etc. In short, you feel that the weight of the world often rests on your shoulders, and you have few, if any, people to turn to for support. Deep down, you're probably saying to yourself, there's got to be a better way. Most problems are caused by the way teams and their management systems and processes are designed. For example, if your team is designed to operate under a supervisor who's all-knowing and all-controlling, you'll react accordingly. That is, you'll probably over-rely on your supervisor, be afraid to exercise independent judgment, not show much initiative, and be merely a follower. If little information is shared, you'll not know what value you contribute or understand the effect of your actions, in which case the unintended consequences are going to be low productivity and downstream errors. Meanwhile, the supervisor will have to frequently work to the point of exhaustion, since he'll be trying to control the work of a group of compliant employees. The point here is that you get what you design for. A team of leaders makes a leading team. You have to create an environment where everyone is a leader. That is, an environment where everyone works together, takes the initiative, assumes ownership, is willing to deal with difficult issues, and accepts accountability for the team's results. An environment that is in stark contrast with one in which the supervisor tries to get everyone to produce. Under this scenario, you would advise the team as needed, but spend most of your time working on higher, cross-functional issues. Your relationship with the team would also be very different. Instead of being a traditional supervisor who manages people on a one-on-one basis, you would teach the team members how to handle these issues and be available to assist them as needed. Developing self-managed teams. A self-managed team is a team of employees working on their own toward a common goal, whose members identify, plan, and manage their daily activities, and work under very little or no supervision. As the team develops, the members do too, with one of the key objectives being to transform each employee into a committed, highly engaged, flexible, and well-rounded leader. We use four common tools as the cornerstones for accelerating the building of high-performing teams. They are the five-stage team developmental model. The five-stage team development model is a framework that was discovered when trying to facilitate the natural desire of team members to move toward building increased capability and self-management. It allows self-managed teams to develop over time, via their relationship with their leader. Understanding this development process will make your transition to self-managing teams much smoother. Since it probably took your team a number of years to get where it is today, expect that it will take some time, perhaps even years, before your team can become a five-stage team, and your transformation will only last if the necessary systems and processes are in place. Herman Brain Dominance Instrument, or HBDI. This instrument was developed by Ned Herman, the originator of whole brain thinking. It's an assessment that profiles an individual's preferred thinking style by understanding people's thinking and learning preferences, and those of the people they work with. Team members can increase the speed and success of their own learning and learning of others. Team communication. Team communication provides a framework for creating a common language for giving and receiving feedback around difficult topics to discuss. We recommend that you invest in a common model for team communication and learn together how to use it. This very simple but effective communication model involves obtaining value by seeking input from others skillfully, listening with the intent to understand, and giving your input skillfully and respectfully. Mastering these types of crucial conversations within a new or developing team will go a long way toward bringing everyone together. Straight talk, accompanied by mutual respect, transparency, and appropriate action will clearly result in increased trust within your team. Team Startup. The Team Startup Toolkit is not only useful for when your team first forms, it's also intended to be used as often as needed. There's a variety of tools that can be used and steps that can be taken to support your team's startup. Performance agreements. This is where your team agrees on the goals and objectives it intends to achieve. Desired performance is what should drive all other discussions. Define norms and roles. For an effective launch, your team must invest some time to get organized. A clear charter outlining its purpose, guiding principles, and scope. Agreed on norms of behavior. Clear roles in regards to tasks and processes, communication, record keeping, and facilitating and scheduling meetings. Sizing model. During startup, you need to incorporate a simple model that determines the number of people needed by your team to do its core work. Process analysis. Once customer and stakeholder requirements are understood, we turn our attention inward. This is the time to carefully analyze your processes and understand how well they're working. You need to prioritize them, to recognize the bottlenecks in the processes that are slowing you down, to identify any deviations from your standard procedures, to determine who owns each process, and to decide how important decisions are made. Visual management. assuring that you take all the steps and processes discussed earlier, you'll be well on your way to having strong, self-managing teams. However, there is another innovative design element you can add to the equation to continually keep the objective of getting to and staying at stage 5 in everyone's phase. We call that element visual management. Visual management is a time-tested approach that combines generally accepted management principles along with the fine to improve your team's performance by transforming your space into aspiring and inspiring data-driven environment, helping to elevate employees so that they can become leaders. It's a conscious choice to use your space to send clear and consistent messages, support all the other team design elements, and help brand your team with its own unique environment. Planning and building the foundation. Phase 1. Planning. First, make sure that visual management is right for your team. After all, you don't want to reinforce a set of contradictory messages. Assuming you decide to go forward, this would be a good time for you to develop some form of visual roadmap and mission or vision or values statement that will show you how you'll get to stage 5. A roadmap will get the ball rolling and let the team know you're a serious person about going down the path. Phase 2. Building a framework. Next, you begin to educate the team on the importance of visual management and introduce its benefits. You might begin by providing the team with reading material about the concept, bringing in experts in the field to make presentations, or visiting an organization that is ready using the concept. Implementation. Phase 3. Creating the space. Finally, you're ready to begin repainting and changing the lights or the carpets if necessary, to ensure you've the proper foundation for future displays. Very simply, there's no point hanging displays in dark areas or in an environment where the carpet sucks life out of your space. Phase 4. Focusing on customers and data. Your team should start by highlighting its mission and who it's there to serve, the customers. These displays may include history exhibits and success stories. They may also contain information about some of your key products and services. Your data displays may also expand in the form of war rooms, computer monitors, and bulletin boards. Phase 5. Focusing on employees and fine-tuning the details. You begin to home in on the employees and people system, while continuing to build out other displays. Furthermore, this is the occasion to visually celebrate the great work of the team in the form of walls of fame, team members of the month, and candid photos of employees in action. A world of leaders. We now have a new way of doing business, turning everyone into a leader. As we've seen, is a win-win situation for all concerned. Your employees will be more engaged, involved, and excited. They'll develop far more skills than they currently have and understand the value they contribute to their team. Of course, this isn't an easy thing to do, but it's the right thing to do. A team of leaders will both produce the results you're looking for and make the work experience much more enjoyable for everybody. If you apply the various strategies and tools you need to create high-performing teams, you'll take your team, organization, and the world to a whole new level.